Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Week 8 of the high school football season is here. Only a couple of games remain in the regular season before we roll on to the playoffs. Talking with the Maryville High School head football coach today, Matt Webb, also joined by senior linebacker Gus McCullough. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. And, Coach, of course, the headlines this week, it's all about Savannah Week, the rivalry game, getting a chance to take on the Savages this week. I know this is one you've been a part of a lot as a player and as a coach, and I assume over the years the feelings really don't change a whole lot.
No, they don't. You kind of grow up in Maryville, and I kind of always, talk about the fact that you play youth league against these guys, and you play those summer leagues, and you play other sports against them in middle school, and you get into high school, and it's just kind of like a bragging rights type game, and it's two communities that really love their youth sports and their high school sports, and are really invested and bought into student success and watching those things. And so it's passionate, and it's a rivalry. And this Highway 71 highway sign that, we've kind of this traveling trophy was started before I came back in 2012. And it's important to them. It's real important. And you talk to teams over the last 12 years and talk to guys this week, and the messages I've gotten, like, hey, keep the sign, coach, make sure you keep the sign, and it's our sign, and that sort of thing. People, it's important to them, and that's part of a fun part of high school sports.
Guys, we hear about the history and coach talking about, a decade plus of Maryville bringing this home, and so many senior classes have had the chance to keep that for that next year. What is the discussion like amongst the players, and specifically seniors to some of those younger guys, about what this game means?
Of course, all the seniors have got together a couple different times and talked about strategy, a lot of extra focus going into this game, and a lot of focus from the younger guys, too, that's really going to help.
How much is it heightened a little bit when you think about playing Savannah? But you're playing Savannah in Week 8. You're not playing them in Week 2, but you're getting the weather's a little bit colder. Playoffs are around the corner. District seeding plays a role right now. There's a lot going into this, but then you kind of add Savannah on top. Does it feel like this game takes it up a whole nother notch?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Savannah Week's already the most important week of the season. Over top of having districts matter a little bit with it, always helps it. So,
Coach, we think about what Maryville's done in this series over the years, especially recently. But you look down the road, Savannah once again coming in with a winning record, 5-2. It seems like Coach Hayes is doing some good things down there.
Yeah, he really is. They've done a good job of kind of just establishing his schemes. Savannah's got a lot of kids in their school district. It's a much larger school than Maryville, and the area in which they pull from. And he's got a lot of guys out for football. They've got a large roster, and they're really invested in their their weight program and doing the right things with some middle school football and youth football, and he's got a great vision for their program, and I've been impressed the last few years in watching them really build their program, up, and he's done a great job.
They've got a couple good receivers, Jaden Martinez and Max Howe, but it still feels like at the end of the day it comes down to this team wants to come out and run the football first. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's their identity. They do it from some different formation sets and kind of what we're traditionally used to seeing, and it's unique. And they've got a couple, their quarterback is a battering ram back there. He's big, and he can run it up the middle, and then they got those guys on the perimeter. So they really stress your defense not only up the middle but on the perimeter, and we've got to really focus on that.
Gus, whenever you come into a matchup like this, we've seen a lot of teams that have been pretty balanced as you've gone throughout the year, but a linebacker getting late in the season, like, are you kind of licking your chops seeing a team that wants to come out and run the football first?
Of course. I love teams that run the ball. I mean, I love it. It's just great.
Now, I got a question from the audience before we got rolling today, of course, Nolan with us, and he wanted to know about the art of the sack. Obviously, come in a few sacks already on the season. Is that you spying the quarterback and deciding to go? Are you sent on a blitz? How does that kind of play out when you get that opportunity to rush a quarterback?
I think every single time I've been told to blitz, so now every time I see it, I just get a little smile on my face.
Do you ever glance over at coach and like, this is, just let me go. Turn me loose this time.
I don't think I've ever looked at him like that, but when he looks at me and tells me to blitz, I kind of get a little happy.
What's it like whenever you do have a guy like this, coach, that's always in attack mode, but he's a team player. If you want to drop back, he can drop back into coverage and can do a little bit of everything for you.
Yeah, you know, Gus is a great example of just what you said, being very versatile. And he's really, you know, worked with Coach Volstead a lot. And it's fun to see that relationship. And then vice versa, watching Coach Volstead, Coach Gus, and our linebackers. He does a great job communicating with them. But, yeah, Gus is very versatile, and he does a lot of things really well. But, you know, he's got that linebacker mentality that, you know, stopping the run first is important to him. And the pass responsibility he's really developed through his career and doing a good job at that, and that's impressive.
Maryville and Savannah meet tonight in Savannah between these two MEC foes. Coach, coming off a physical game last week against Lutheran North on a short week, getting set for a physical game tonight. Did things change a little bit as far as how you schedule practice and kind of roll into a game like this?
Yeah, we were smart about it earlier in the week and knowing that you know, we were you know, a little banged up after our game last Saturday and getting guys' legs back and getting fresh and being able to have some good looks on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday was important and move on to a very, you know, challenging team. You know, like I said, Savannah's they're really good. You know, I mean, you look at them when we talked offensively, but, you know, the most points Savannah's given up all year is 14 on defense, and they are really good on defense. And their scheme is difficult just because they're such an attacking front. You know, they really bring things from different angles, and they'll get in the backfield, and you know, it's just like every week I think we talk about controlling the line of scrimmage, but against Savannah that's going to be a big challenge because they're really good.
As a team, you rushed for over 200 yards last week against Lutheran North and some good looks at a Sadler View and Gavin McAtee, among others. Is that something you kind of feel good about as you move forward, that these guys carrying the load, especially, again, controlling the line of scrimmage, takes it up even more once you get close to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's our identity, and those guys are, you know, if we can do that, you know, I think we'll have a chance to be successful and at least stay in the game tonight. You know, it's one of those that this one can get away from you fast if you're not able to run the football on offense, and we're going to need to do that.
We're talking with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb as well as senior linebacker Gus McCullough. Gus, knowing that you've only got a couple regular season games left in districts and it's win or go home at that point, how have you come from week one to this point and just kind of valuing each week and knowing that that your time high school football's there's only a few games left?
Of course, it hits more and more throughout the season. Every game down is one less game I'll never have back, but especially this being Savannah week, I mean, it's my last time I'll ever play Savannah, so it's definitely hitting home a little bit.
I assume last week, playing a team like Lutheran North, you're probably a little bit more sore for that one, and you've got less time to recover. But regardless, you're finding a way to get yourself back to 100% for this one.
With Volstead and all the recovery stuff he's taught us and our players and our school, I mean, it's a short week, but I definitely feel 100%. So.
Now, as we look at it right now, of course, there's a lot that's going to be decided with district standings as we go throughout. Maryville playing Class 4 tonight, a Class 3 game next week against Lafayette. Richmond right now is 2 points up on Maryville in districts, but they play a Class 3 tonight and a Class 2 next week. Do you look at that at all, Coach, or does that just kind of – it'll sort itself out?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we just need to win and let that stuff take care of itself. And whether we're a one seed or a two seed, you know, we know we've done them both before, so we know the path that it'll take to get through districts. It is important to go out and focus on, you know, tonight and just focus on getting a win against Savannah. And like I said, it's a rivalry game. Those district points are what they are. And, you know, when you play the schedule we've played, it certainly, you know, helps you, you know, when as far as points go, when you've played the number one team in Class 3, the number one team in Class 4, the number three team in Class 5, and those are our three losses. And then you look at a schedule like Richmond, and they have got a very challenging conference schedule, but, you know, their out-of-conference hasn't been quite as challenging. So when you look at those matchups down the road, I think we'll be fortunate that we've played a difficult schedule, but we just need to take care of ourselves tonight and then worry about this one. But, yeah, I think we look at those and realize what the possibilities could be.
Maryville and Savannah tonight at 7 o'clock. Coach Gus, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior linebacker Gus McCullough. We'll have pregame tonight on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, starting at 6:30.